Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Former Gillette officer identified in Thursday night shooting incident. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A former Gillette Police Department corporal was found dead Thursday night after allegedly threatening to harm both himself and Gillette police officers. According to authorities, officers received a call shortly after 10 p.m. from 33-year-old Thomas Prather, who reportedly made threats against himself and others. A short time later, dispatchers received reports of gunshots fired. When officers arrived at Prather's residence, they found him deceased from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. No officers or members of the public were injured during the incident. Additional details about the investigation have not yet been released. If someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide or emotional distress, help is available by calling or texting 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Cheyenne Data Center moratorium advances after heated public hearing. A proposed 12-month moratorium on new data centers in Cheyenne is heading to the full city council without a recommendation after a tense 4-hour public hearing Monday night. According to Cowboy State Daily, the proposal, introduced by Councilman Mark Moody, would temporarily pause approval of new data centers while the city studies impacts on water, power, infrastructure, and quality of life. Moody said the city needs time to examine how much growth the community can realistically sustain. Residents packed the hearing, voicing concerns about groundwater, electricity demand, noise, and transparency around large projects. One resident warned council members, "You cannot drink data. You cannot grow food on data." Others opposed the moratorium, arguing data centers provide stable, high-paying jobs for local workers. Mayor Patrick Collins also pushed back against the proposal, saying existing data centers currently account for less than 2% of city water usage, and many newer facilities use little or no water for cooling. The issue is now expected to move before the full city council next week. While some state lawmakers say broader discussions about data centers, taxation, and infrastructure are likely ahead at the state level. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.